charities and community projects. Most recently, he is leading the campaign to raise quarter of $1 million for Kennett Valley Hospital in Mississauga. He had helped Cancer Society of Canada, Habitat for Humanity and United Way, among a few to mention. He had been vocal in promoting mutual respect and human rights without any discrimination. He serves on many boards and steering committees, including United Way, Halton District School Board, and others. His services were recently recognized by awarding Queen's Golden Jubilee Medal, and very few Canadians got this medal. And he also nominated for the federal elections from the Statesville, Mississauga. So I would like to invite Brother Abdul Qayyum Mufti, Queen Elizabeth Gold Medalist from the Government of Canada, to speak with you and express his feelings. Brother Abdul Qayyum Mufti.
Alaikum. May peace be with you. May peace be with the Burmese who are being persecuted. May peace be with all those who are being persecuted around the world. And it's very unfortunate that in this time of the communication era, we do not even get the information from the places where the people have been going through such atrocities that we cannot even imagine. And it is bound on us as the citizens of Canada, which is the leader in the human rights, and we have the freedom of expression, the freedom of religion, as part of our Canadian values. And we do not stand only for the freedom of expression, the freedom of religion, only for Canadians. Rather, we always stand by with the justice wherever it is required. As Canadians, we also ask our government to take a proactive approach to address the issues of these atrocities these are being hurled at in Burma, and not only in the one community but other communities as well. The issues of Rohingya Muslims is not the issue of the Muslims. There are other communities, so the Christians itself and many other communities who are being targeted because they belong to a particular part of the land in Burma or Myanmar. So it is not really a religious issue, I would say, that we should focus, that the issue is the human rights and the human dignity issue. I was talking to the president of the Rohingya Association, Brother Anwar, and he himself is the example of the atrocities that he has personally gone through. His father was killed, his mother was killed during these riots. And we cannot just stand as Canadians alone by ourselves, and we just see our own surroundings in our own neighborhood where we live in peace and harmony with all other communities. And we are proud to be Canadians because we have the freedom here. But this freedom does not just end here in our neighborhood. We have to expand it to wherever it is required, whether it is Kashmir, whether it is Palestine, whether it is Burma, or whether it is Iraq or somewhere else as well. So I urge you all to spread this message all across. Use all your means that are under your power. The social means, the social media that you can use, express yourself on the Facebook, send the emails, and talk to your local MPPs and your MPs, and spread the message, and let them realize that how difficult situation it is there. It is unfortunate that I was talking to again Brother Anwar, and he was mentioning these people who are living in Arakan, They do not even have the basic amenities of life. They do not even have hydropower. So they are still lighting up those kerosene lamps to live their life. So they do not have the basic, the connection, the internet connection, the cell phone connection. So there, all the information is just there. Nobody can take it out because there is no communication means there. So it is our duty, wherever we are, we have to spread this message and get the world know that this is the point that we have to address this human rights issue to solve this issue. This has been not the issue just for just one day or one month or one year. This is the issue for the century. These people from Arakan have been there since the 17th century in that land, and now they've been asked that to leave that land, and they are no more they are the stateless people. So this is again the height of discrimination, and we cannot let it go. As proud Canadians, was told that I was contesting for the Liberal nomination, as the Liberal values, I ask all the, not only Liberals, but also the Canadians, to stand by the justice and make our voices heard, inshallah. Thank you.
And other people from other denomination, they're here only because they care about us. They still consider us as human being, full human being, no less than human being. That's why they're here. They're showing, they're giving us moral support. And again, I honestly would like to thank Mufti Sahib from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the Rohingya community here for coming out at this hot time and then at the weekend to console these affected people, as well as to make awareness of what is going on in my country. Thank you.